So it's looking like Quando Rondo might be going away for a long time. And by a long time could mean 5 to 10. Actually, who knows? We'll just have to see how this case actually goes. But they've actually picked up Quando Rondo through a sweeping indictment. Pretty much he's got some gang charges, but not any regular gang charges. They're saying that Quando Rondo is the leader, the head honcho of the Rolling 60 Crips. Now, why that's so crucial... Y'all may know, of course, all the rappers inside of Atlanta have been getting these RICOs, right? So they've been passing all sort of laws, pretty much saying, like, if they arrest you and it has something to do with, you know, with being in a gang, that they could actually give you an additional 5 years onto whatever you get just because you're, you know, affiliated with a gang. So just imagine now, they're not just saying Quando Rondo is affiliated with the gang. They're saying that he's actually heading the gang. And within heading the game, I'll let y'all know other details and actually play the new clip that they put out. They got a lot of people scratching their head because they put the clip in the news where Quando Rondo's friend Lil Pat passed away, and Quando Rondo was going, "No." And it got a lot of people like, "What in the blue hell is the actual national news putting that out? Ain't that something like the YouTube noob stuff would do?" But anyways, I'll play what they did and other details right after the intro. Welcome back to Key Talk Media. This is your host, Key Talk. Check it out, man. All right. I'm going to give a shout out to the notification gang, Key Talk gang, for rocking with me every single video. If you listen to my voice right now, go and hit the notification bell so you get a notification every single time I drop a video. Anyways, so it is kind of looking like the actual worldwide national news is like taking tips from the YouTubers these days, because the way they're doing their videos, they're actually putting the clips that you would actually expect the YouTube news, they do news on hip-hop pretty much to put inside their videos. So on the footage of Quando Rondo, whenever they came to go pick him up, the news lady was talking about, you know, what was happening. He's being considered a gang leader. They've got him allegedly doing some deals. And you know what deals I mean? Like doing some of them deals. And maybe there's somebody that told on him for that particular information. Who knows? But anyways, this is the clip that they had of Quando Rondo.
Quando Rondo is in jail this morning after he was arrested in a sweeping indictment. WJCL's Nakia Carrero is joining us live this morning. And Nakia, what can you tell us about this case?
Emma, in my hand is the 17-page, 49-count indictment laying out the charges against Quando Rondo and 18 others that they are facing this morning. The rapper, whose real name is Tyquin Bowman, is accused of being the leader of the Rolling 60s gang here in Savannah. He's also accused of distributing, the indictment says, he drove to Macon to pay his supplier for...
Anyways, so in the next clip, they actually put, you know, the actual clip in the national news where he goes, "No," like the famous "No" clip. Now, I don't know why they did that, but they did do it. But also, you know, so there was a while ago where Quando Rondo was like, "Hey, man, you know what? I'm no longer a Rolling 60. And in that video, I said, "Okay, well, if you really want to say that you're not a Rolling 60, you're going to have to actually live like you're not a Rolling 60. But of course, what tends to happen whenever, you know, gang members say they're not a part of a gang anymore, when they actually are still a part of it or whatever, you know what I'm talking about? Pretty much what happened was he went back to his old ways. You know what I'm talking about? Went back to doing, talking about it, not only talking about it, but doing the stuff and pretty much showing the signs of being affiliated with a particular group. And you know kind of what happens, right? You know what I'm talking about? Whenever they're looking to get an indictment or something like that, they're going to be looking for you. You read, everybody's read like the Young Thug case, right? Whether you listen to it on YouTube or whatever like that, you know what they look for? Certain colors, certain hand signs, certain lingo, language, type, and all these type of things that just makes it easier for them to actually give you an indictment, for them to, you know, connect you with a particular something. Now, this is just wild because they're saying, "But is the actual leader." You know what I'm talking about? They're not just saying he's just a part of the clique. They're saying that he's the leader of the Rolling 60s, which, you know, in order to be a leader, they got to say that he's probably calling hits. He's probably setting stuff up to be done. So they're going to try to put a lot of what's happening onto him. Kind of like Young Thug, how they're saying Young Thug is the leader of YSL. So they're getting a lot of his people to flip, right? So in this case, of course, what they're going to do, what always happens, they're going to try to get people to tell and snitch. You know what I'm talking about? The snitches are most of the time are the people that actually completes the case and makes sure stuff gets convicted by particular people. And of course, with Quando Rondo being the leader, allegedly, they're going to try to get his people to vote on him. Sort of like they got a lot of the YSL members to take them plea deals that, you know, the bottom of the plea deal said that, hey, if we call you to the stand, you will have to rat and tell. But we'll just have to see how solid they be. You know, I'm talking about, it's been a whole, we're not exactly calling this a RICO, but it's an indictment with multiple people in it. So, I mean, it's still bad. But, I mean, as far as Atlanta goes, they have really been cracking down on gang activity inside of Atlanta. They're probably going to spread this to more states and more places, cities as well. But we'll just have to see how this case goes. We'll have to see, are they all solid? Because that's what it's going to come down to. You know, I'm talking about, are they all solid? And when they get them football number year, if they hear them football number years, are they going to remain solid? You know, I'm talking about, or they're going to get the telling like they want them to do, and specifically telling on Quando Rondo to get him as many, you know, as much years as possible, because that's what they want to do. So we'll just have to see how it goes as it plays out. I will definitely keep y'all updated. Of course, y'all know that already. Anyways, let me know some coming down below. Let me know what you think about this entire deal. I'm out.